It's Wednesday, May 18th, 2016. I'm your host, Joe, and you're listening to the Wet Shaven News Podcast, powered by Sharpologist.com. Welcome back to the Wet Shaven News Podcast, everyone. Today on the show, we'll have a special interview from a new vendor. We'll discuss some news and an old article that really made me think. So guys, in industry news, Case Shaveworks has announced a new scent dedicated to those who reside in South Florida. That's right, Miami Nights is a special soap that debuts June 25th at the 4th Annual South Florida Wet Shavers Meetup. The group has had several limited edition soaps and aftershaves in the past year and are pleased to announce that this will be the first regular stock item in their online store. So check out www.southfloridawetshavers.com for more info. Now, I know the site isn't 100% yet, guys, but it is on its way. They will be debuting these soaps on the 25th of June for the general public. For anybody to buy, it's coming out of their special online Etsy store. So check it out when you get a chance. Just go to facebook.com/kshaveworks for more information. And don't forget to check out the South Florida Wet Shavers website. Also, all these links will be in the show notes, so no worries. Check them out. Another new company that just came out that I just noticed was Stash Soapworks. It's an Estee shop, and it really it's a merge with some several handmade items, and that include balms, body butters, shampoo bars, and shaving soap. So it's really cool. I took a look at the site. They have everything in stock, I believe, and they got some decent reviews. So check it out. See if you enjoy it, and let us know. You know, it'd be awesome. So guys, I recently was looking at the forums, and I found an article that's a little old. It's probably about almost 3 years old. I think 2.5 years old, maybe. And it was featured on, actually it was in August of 2014, sorry. So almost 2 years old. And it was, the article is entitled, Meet Bernard, My 95-Year-Old Friend. And Bernard is a gentleman that is, at the time, 95, so he's 97 now, almost. And he's an old-time wet shaver. And this interview is just, reading on about it, it's just awesome. The gentleman is 95 years old, but he remembers wet shaving when he was a kid. He remembers going to the barber to have his straight razor sharpened. He remembers using a Gillette safety razor and switching to a straight razor. We're talking 50 years ago. This gentleman really lived a very interesting life. He was a retail manager for over 50 years, and you know, just reading this interview by the gentleman who did interview him, it's just so well written. It's awesome. I read it a couple of times, and I couldn't really like believe that a gentleman remembered all that about shaving. I didn't think shaving would have been that big of a deal back then, but really, it's really awesome. I mean, it's just great to see how this interview went. And I'll just go over a little bit of it to you. So he talks about the biggest, how he actually shaves. And he says he's always gone one way down with the razor. He's only used two passes, as in with the grain and against the grain. So he's only done a two-pass shave his entire life. And he also says, you know, one of the questions is, did you ever have any problems with nicks, cuts, etc.? And he answered, when I first started using a straight, I would come out of the bathroom with toilet paper on my face to stop the bleeding. But after a while, I got the hang of it. Never had a problem with the Gillette. Sometimes I think the only reason I want to go back to the straight razor is because they told me I can't use it here. Now, this gentleman was Bernard actually is his name. He's not allowed to use a straight razor anymore due to medical reasons, and they won't let him use it. But he does use a Gillette safety razor every day. So really cool. Guys, I won't go too deep into it, but really, you know what? Check out this article and read about Bernard. It's really great and interesting. I really enjoyed it. I'll leave the link in the show notes. It's on Badger and Blade. So check it out when you get a chance. And like I said, I wish I could read the whole thing on the podcast, but it'd take too long. Take a look. It's really good. So, guys, we have a few meetups coming up. And, well, we had a great one last weekend. Maggards had their meetup up in Michigan. I believe Mantic 59 was there from the Sharpologist. I'm sure we're going to hear a lot from him in the very near future on the site. So check out the Sharpologist periodically. Supposedly, this was a great meetup. You know, I wasn't able to go, but I've heard a lot of great things about it. So, you know, be on the lookout for some information on that and seeing some really cool stuff coming out of there. So, guys, we have a few meetups coming up. Excuse me. We have the Kansas City wet shaving meetup, and that is on the 28th of this month. Excuse me. We have the another meetup coming up, and this is the 2016 Iowa Razor meetup, and that is the 28th to the 29th. And let me tell you, that looks pretty good. You have the Richmond, Kentucky meetup coming up, and that's on the 29th. We also have on June 11th, we have the Chicago area meetup, and that is in the heart of Chicago. Really cool there. Now, I'm not going to go over too much information because there's so many meetups going on right now, but I will tell you where to find all the information. That will be at www.shavemeetup.com, and I'll leave a link for it in the notes so you can check out all the meetups that are going on in your area and be ready to go. Also, June 25th is the 4th South Florida Wet Shavers Meetup, and that is in Sebring, Florida. We have on July 30th, the Riverside, California Meetup, and there's several other ones. We have the Seattle Shave Convention, which is the 17th of September, the Northeast Shave Meetup, which will be the 24th of September, and the big one, the 13th Annual National Shaving Collectibles Meet on October 22nd till October 23rd. Now, guys, this is the one you want to go to if you're going to see some collectibles. These guys have been going on for 13 years. This is their 13th year. It started out as the Shave Mug Convention Collectors Meetup, and that was how it started off, and it moved on to shaving collectibles. This is for the collector, okay? This is really cool. And you can go find out more information from them on razormeeting.com. They have a website dedicated to this. It looks like a great time. They have a Facebook page as well. They've been featured on Mustache and Blade, episode 44. So that was about a couple of years ago, I believe, or a year or two ago. So really, really interesting stuff, guys. Definitely want to check them out. And if you're in the area, it's in Ohio. If you're in the area, definitely go hit them up. So it sounds great. So moving right along, I'll go over one quick thought. And I'm not going to go too detail in this area. But the thought of the week is pass around etiquette. So I don't know if many of you have really been participating in pass arounds. What a pass around is, if you don't know, is when somebody takes a soap, a brush, a razor, and they decide to pass it to several members of a particular group. Forum, could be a Facebook group, could be an XD group, could be, you know, just, it could be Amazon, anything really. And what they do is they say, I'm going to pass it around and I want everybody in the group to use it. But is there proper etiquette around this gesture? Are people taking advantage of it, or are they actually respecting it? Now, I would think that a written set of rules wouldn't be needed for a pass-around etiquette. And what we mean by pass-around etiquette, using too much soap, scooping it out for samples, or, you know, accidentally breaking something and not mentioning it to the other person so we never find out what happens to it. So, guys, what I would say would be proper pass-around etiquette would be to use the soap once or twice, record your use, maybe even three times if you want, and don't overuse it. Just use it for a couple of shaves, and then record your experience with it on the forum or whatever the rules are with that particular group. And then pass it on to the next guy in the same condition that you received it in. Clean, nice, no hairs in the soap. Make sure the brush is all washed and ready to go. If it's a razor, or a straight razor, you know, make sure you oil the razor and make sure it doesn't rust. You know, pack it up nicely, just like if it was your own product. So, granted, it's a lot of people, you know, their mistakes happen. An item might fall and break. But be the one to say something if it did, and offer to replace it if it did break, if it was on your dime. Chances are the guy that owns it or the guy that started passing around will say it's okay and appreciate the honesty. But when a member gets